250, the NASCAR Xfinity Series here at Circuit of the Americas. If you have a question for Ross, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. And as we wait for folks to raise their hand for questions, Ross, your thoughts on the track today and your qualifying run?
Yeah, it's slippery. The report NASCAR sent us showed that the new asphalt didn't have as much grip, but I kind of thought it would come in pretty quick with some laps and a few cars on track. So it still hasn't for us there in the Xfinity practice, and then back it up with qualifying. I think all of Mario's cars, all the DGM cars were pretty loose, and just track felt really slimy. And we made really good adjustments going into to qualifying there to actually give us some rear grip for, I know Alex and I talking to him. So yeah, it's weird. There's no turtles or there's no curbs in the S's. It's like risk versus reward and playing that fine line of how much do you cut? What are they going to penalize for? Track-wise, that's probably I probably have more questions going to sleep tonight than I did waking up this morning, because I woke up today and assumed what the email said a while back was going to be true, that we'd have turtles and curbs, and we don't have them. So everybody's adapting very quickly. So it's even more important, and I'm happier than I ever could have been that I got to run this 92 car today with Mario to see that firsthand and drive it.
Good deal. We'll go here to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I had a couple. What can you see firsthand, considering just how different the next-gen car is from what you're driving today?
They still have four Goodyear tires, and they've got shocks and springs, so really the list is endless. And plus just driving a race car around this place, going to sleep tonight, be able to watch all this back on laptop and play it back through my head. But the biggest thing getting to drive on track today is just the fact that there's no curbs and seeing that at speed.
And the last 11 races have been won by drivers under 30, both kind of old car and new car. I'm curious, is there anything that you feel like you young guys and the young guys are doing that that has resulted in that?
I don't think so. I think everybody in the Cup field is really, really good. So there's a long list of guys that can win every week, and selfishly, I'm just happy to be a part of that group that has a shot, but I don't know. Kevin's freaking awesome. It's just coincidence that he hasn't won.
Go over to Holly.
Hi, Ross. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Do you consider yourself kind of a road course ace? Do you like these tracks? And I mean, you do all right on them. I mean, what are your thoughts in terms of road racing?
Absolutely not. Anybody that's watched Xfinity since 2015 or watched me just in general would know that I'm not. I used to just be scared that I wouldn't physically be able to finish these races, let alone compete in them. I remember going into Xfinity in 2015 worried that I think there was three out of 4 weeks had a road course race, and I didn't think physically like my arms and shoulders could hold up. So done a lot of work to make that better, just to physically be able to do it, and then go to work on using all the resources we have at Team Chevy to be the best drivers we can be, and that's turning left and right. And it's not, for me, it has never been natural to turn right. Just the natural feel in the seat, the sensations, turning right, looking right, I don't do any of those things as good as I do turning left. Like any test I've ever done, I do stuff to the left better than the right. It's just naturally what I've always done. So couple that together with anybody that's ever been on track with me and on road races would probably vouch that I'm not an ace. And same goes like for iRacing. I'm pretty much a weapon on there. So I've put a lot of effort in, a lot of time. And that's, I don't know where I'm at in this walk of road racing expertise, but we have speed. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Jeff?
Where's the speed coming from with the DGM cars? Because we're not obviously used to seeing them up there, and all three seem pretty fast. What's the explanation for that?
This is my first time driving them. I mean, I've raced against Alex for years and in cars with, and I had better motors and I had more tires, and he would still beat me. So he's always been good, and I knew Mario as a kind of a Florida racing legend down there. Actually, his shop's only about an hour and 15 minutes from our farm. We I had to Google it this week when I found I was going to drive for him, because I was thinking about going down and sitting in the car, and I didn't end up doing it until I got here, which is a little bit of laziness on my part. But I think that Alex is good, and he's steered this organization in a good direction for what kind of shaft springs they need to run and how many spring rubbers in the rear, what feels right, what's too heavy sprung, what's too light, how much bite to have in the shocks. This is a car that Alex has raced before, so he knows what's in my car and he knows what's in his new car, newer. Nothing's new. But in talking to Mario, I had always just been a competitor. We'd always just been competitors. And talking, this week, once we figured out we wanted to do this, you'd have thought we knew each other for years. And he called me to ask what kind of neck restraint and helmet I wore, because he was filling out my driver safety sheet. Then he called us, asked how much I weighed, because he was scaling the car. And then he called me to ask, what was the length from my waistband to my eye line, so he could try to get the headrest right for me. And I'm like, wait, are you telling people what you're doing? And he's like, no, I'm the one doing it. So he has 5 full-time employees, a 6th on Mondays and Wednesdays down in Florida, and has people come into the track. And I'd say I'm the least helpful driver throughout the week. Alex was there mounting his own seat, and I was in North Carolina getting ready DIL time with Chevy, and Alex and Preston, they don't get that time. So I don't know, but I would say it's the drivers that have driven in the past have steered Mario in the direction. And Mario's a racer, so he can take what a driver says and apply it. He's truly got the, he's always got a wrench in his hand, so he can put it into action on what we say. We made our car a lot better from the first run of practice. I was sideways and wrecking loose, and by the time we qualified, I felt like I had enough rear grip that I could go race.
Go next to Steven, then to Jerry.
During your qualifying lap in the final session, you were starting to run up on your teammate, Preston Pardis. Do you think you would have had a better chance at the pole if you just had a little bit more space in front of you?
I mean, hindsight, maybe. I needed to be close enough to chase somebody. I needed that. I knew how fast Preston was in practice and wanted to try to minimize my mistakes. And being an open track, call it what you want, I'm just not as good. I'm just honest with myself, and I've realized that in my career, that on road course races, if I have somebody out in my peripheral to see and to judge off of, I'm better. Yeah, I mean, looking back, I there through the final couple sections, probably would have been better, but I rolled off pit road just hoping I could see him at the end of the lap. Like, I know how good he is, and I saw how fast he was, and we were all talking about what our adjustments were going to be, and I was, never driven their Mario's cars before, so I didn't know what our adjustments, how they would react. So, yeah, hindsight maybe, but I was just happy to keep up with him, let alone catch up to him.
Go to Jerry and then to Chris.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. With no curbing, as you pointed out, and no rain, and no having to relearn your turning points and things like that, how difficult is it going to be going in the car on Sunday? And can you pick up anything with the transition from the two?
Yeah, I mean, last year I had a blast, especially even in the Xfinity car, getting to jump in and qualify, fill in for Joe there. I had no idea what to expect in that. So coming back this year, I wanted laps, and I was trying to get in trucks. I was trying to get in Xfinity cars, didn't know where I would end up, and it came down to Monday of this week that it worked out. So, yeah, I don't feel like – because all the only dry laps I had last year were Cup qualifying and then Xfinity race. So it just wasn't applicable for what I was going to come back and do this year with – this year. So, it's whoever, like, it's this, and especially with the Gen 7 car, it's a totally new car. It's who can learn the fastest. That's drivers, and that's crew chiefs and engineers and our group with GM and Chevy. So, hopefully our manufacturer, hopefully the bow ties are, handling the best, go across the bumps the best, have the best brake package, and have the best forward drive, right? Like, we're all going to be learning. And I'm going to go back and be able to tell our guys what I felt about the track and what I felt about the asphalt and the transitions and no curbs, no turtles. There's a lot that I learned today that it probably hasn't all set in yet.
We are now joined by our pole winner for the second annual Pit Boss 250, Ty Gibbs, driver of the number 54 Interstate Battery Chevrolet. We're going to take one more question for Ross, and then we'll come from Chris.
Yeah, Chris Knight, Fence. I was just curious, there's been a lot of discussion this week that Trackhouse could potentially win its first cup race on Sunday, either with you or Dino Suarez. Do you realistically feel like that's possible, and what would that mean to you?
Oh, man. Chris, you've known me for a long time. Any opportunity to win a cup race is larger than large. Like, I honestly can't put it into words. So I've learned a lot from Daniel, and he's kart raced a lot, when he was a kid. I never did it, so I've leaned on a lot of people. I've leaned on him. I've leaned on Justin Marks. You know, Justin is a road race ace. Like, if somebody's going to be described as in Trackhouse as a road race ace, it's Justin Marks. And I've went to him for years on how to be better at turning left and right. And you know, I do think that we have the opportunity to go compete, and to be able to say that, sit here and say we have the opportunity to compete in the Cup Series is absolutely incredible. And we're competing for wins most weeks. So if that continues, yes, I think we keep getting closer. And I have to be up there to learn how to race with those guys for the win. I mean, Vegas, I was restarting on the front row late in the race, and I was like, what in the world am I doing here? Like, is this supposed to be happening? And, like, we're on equal tires. We're, like, we're actually fat. Like, we're fast enough to race with these guys. And it's still, I mean, yeah, just we're doing all the little things right, and we're executing, and we're finishing actually where we're running, which is so hard to do in Cup, because one little thing goes wrong, and you can lead all the laps and finish 30th. And to the fact that we've been able to string together these finishes on top of the speed is probably what I'm most proud of.
Well, Ross, thanks for joining us, and good luck.
We were close, right? Lap time was cool. Almost had you. Always. Yeah.
So, Ty, you look really comfortable out there today. So, if you could, yeah.
Check, 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 check.
So you looked really comfortable out there. Talk about that qualifying life you led.
Yeah, you know, I felt like, first of all, we have a very fast Interstate Batteries Toyota GR Supra. I'm excited about that. About Chris, my crew chief, and Kyle Abrams, my engineer, worked very hard this year. So for this race, and last year they had a good run. So you know, it's cool to be here and to come and race at COTA. It's one of the nicest facilities. Like this. I wish all of our racetracks were like this. It's so awesome. Experience is so cool. So, being here is awesome, and it's a pleasure.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor for questions. We're going to start here with Jeff.
I agree with you. It's cool here. But what specifically do you like about it? Like, when you're is it the facility? Is it the racetrack itself? Everything?
Yeah.
Like, what do you like about it?
For sure. You know, just the media center, it's for itself. So much nicer. And, you know, it's super cool. And, you know, it's one of the newer tracks. So, you know, all the newer tracks are going to have the updated facilities. But it's just a cool experience. You know, there's roller coasters over there. I'm scared of heights, so I'm not doing that. And, you know, people are ziplining up into turn one, which is pretty crazy, too. So there's just a lot of cool attractions here. And, it's really cool to be able to race here. And then come here is, you know, it's one of those races where it's just fun, and you're not stressed out, and you're so nervous, and focus on your car. It's just where you can kind of, you know, just take a look at the scenery and just have a good time. It's just fun to be here.
Go next to Holly.
Hi, Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. How are you so good on this track right away like this? How do you prepare to, you know, come in and do this when you don't have the time on the track?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, I want to give all glory to God. And second of all, I've got Toyota. You know, they provide our simulators. And I've got go-kart. You know, I was at the go-kart track yesterday. I made 94 laps yesterday at GoPro. So I just enjoy racing. And the road course stuff is nice, because I feel like it's easier to watch film on it, because you can kind of compare and translate film, braking markers, and so what. It's a little easier. I feel like, you know, ovals, there's so much more, I think, of a finesse. You don't have as much braking markers there. You know, you're not focused on that. So road courses are fun to come and do something different and focus on, just turning right and left. And I have a good time at it. I think there's a good flow for it. And just being patient, having the right arc going in the corner and everything. So.
Hey, so is the let's go thing like your official catchphrase? Because I hear you saying that a lot. Like, is that like what you're going?
Let's
like,
go.
Are we going to see that on? Yeah, like, do you, are, is that going to be like on T-shirts for you, or is that just something you say when you
win? I don't know. Good question. Well, so here's the thing. So it was that let's freaking
right.
go. And so I'm going to get in trouble. I don't want to cuss, which, you know, I don't want to. But so I just did let's go, LG. And then so now I comment on their people's things like LG, but people are LFG. And I don't want to do that. So that's a funny question.
So it's the clean version of LFG.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to, my grandma's watching me and, you know, she'll get after me. So I don't want to do anything, you know. I'm on thin ice right now, if I could say that, Jeff.
Any other questions that won't get Ty on thin ice? Chris?
You gotta, why are you on thin ice?
Pardon?
Why are you on thin ice?
I can't, the echo or something.
Why are you on thin ice? You don't really do
it. I need to fix my act up a little bit, I think. And more personally, I'm on thin ice with myself because I get very frustrated sometimes, like we all do, but there's times where I just need to fix myself and check and, you know, think before I talk, just stuff like that, just little stuff as I'm learning as a human, getting older, with being frustrated.
On a more serious note, what's your biggest weakness so far? Like, because you can come out and you can be fast anywhere, you contend for wins, contend for poles. You know, is there a weakness in Ty Gibbs' Xfinity program right now?
Yeah, I definitely think there's multiple weaknesses. I think, you know, trying to perfect everything, there's always going to be the weaknesses. And, I feel like fixing my performance off track is going to be the biggest thing compared to on track. Just, you know, like little things and you know, who I'm being around and stuff like that. Just like, you know, normal things and just trying to be the best person I can be. I think those are the biggest weaknesses right now. But that's just learning. And I think on track, just, you know, being patient, as we saw. So definitely, you know, patience is, I think, my biggest weakness. But I feel like it's not a weakness because I've been patient. You know what I'm saying? It's just the where I'm lacking is, you know, realizing that moment. I can be patient here and not just freak out for no reason. So, yeah, I know. That's just part of it, man.
We'll go to Steven.
Okay, Steven Stump of FrontStretch.com. Last year in the
Xfinity... You talk closer. Put that closer.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Last year in the Xfinity race at Circuit of the Americas, Kyle Busch drove the 54, won the pole, led 35 laps, won over 11 seconds. You guys look fast again. Did your team take a lot of notes of what they did last year here?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think we're pretty close to, you know, what Kyle had. I think we just had to make some little minor adjustments, I think. Okay. My feel in the sim and stuff like that. So, you know, those guys worked hard. They worked so hard. And me giving them credit and saying thank you is not comparing at all. You know what I'm saying? So thank you to them, you know, but they worked so much harder than that. So thank you is not, there's no comparison there. So those guys worked their butts off, you know, Chris and Kyle. You know, I got all the best guys and I'm super close to them. So, you know, they worked really hard and we got a good car.
Well, Ty, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on winning the pole and good luck tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.